The next room Robin tried was also empty. They could feel the heat of the flames when they came out again. "We'll have to go back," Robin said. Matt couldn't disagree. His face was uncomfortably hot. In the distance, he could hear sirens. Leave it to the professionals, there was nothing else they could do. They ran back to the stairs. But before they got there, a raging ball of flame erupted from a doorway and blasted across in front of them. The carpet caught fire immediately, a wall of red and orange. "Now what?" Matt yelled. There was fire both sides of them. He clutched at Robin, who was staring into the flames, and held her tight. "Look," she said. The flames were moving, not just flickering and burning randomly like a fire. Moving. As Matt watched, a whole section seemed to gather itself together, concentrated into a single red and orange shape, a figure stepping out of the flames, like a man on fire. Burning feet sent sparks flying from the carpet, left a trail of flame behind them as the figure lurched down the corridor, arms reached out, smoke rising from clutching fingers of flame. The head and body were a mass of fire, and behind it, another figure was struggling into life, and another. Matt turned round and found the same thing happening behind them. Figures of flame detaching themselves from the fire and stalking towards Matt and Robin. The walls blackened as they came. "In here!" Robin dragged Matt through a door, slamming it behind them. "Like that'll help," he said. "Where now?" There were no windows, only what looked like a built-in wardrobe. "You think we can hide from them?" But it wasn't a wardrobe. The door led out onto the upper gallery of the library. Behind them, they could hear the roar of the fire as it engulfed the door from the corridor. They raced across the gallery and clattered down the spiral staircase. A mass of flame crashed out across the gallery above them, ripping into the bookcases and setting them ablaze. Down the corridor again. The lights over the pictures were still on, but everything was misty from the smoke. They charged along, Robin leading the way, Matt barely registering that the portrait was gone from the side table. And out into the hall again. The stairs were on fire. A trail of flame led down and across the hall to the front door. As they watched, the door blistered and smoked. A curl of flame from the wood panelling. Then suddenly, the whole door was a raging mass of orange and yellow. A section of the fire seemed to coalesce, and an orange-red figure stepped out of the inferno and into the hallway in front of them, as if it was stepping through the door from outside. But it was made of fire. A blazing, raging mass of flame in roughly the shape of a man.